You might say he blanked the land.
He cleared the land.
If you are cutting hay or wheat or any of these things, you you tie it together in a how do you put it together? You put it in piles, and then you make these piles into what? I believe you mentioned it a while ago in connection with something else. Bale hay.
Bale.
Have you ever heard of a shock of
A shock of hay.
Okay. You usually measure corn in terms of what?
Bushels.
Okay. How much do you think would be a pretty average yield? If you made how many bushels per acre, probably would be about average.
I guess maybe 30 bushels
okay.
per acre.
Have you ever heard of, have you ever grown any peas for selling? Like you grow cotton or something like that?
Yes.
After you pick the peas, what do you have to do with them then?
They weigh them.
All right. And then how do you get the hulls off of them?
You have a pea sheller that's run by a tractor.
Mm-hmm. And you just sort of, pour them in?
Yeah, and the hulls go one way and the beans go, peas go to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called a thrasher?
Yes, that's what it is, a thrasher.
Okay. If you're talking about being 10 miles from a particular place, and you hadn't been any farther than 10 miles, you might say 10 miles is the blank that I have been.
There's the farthest I've been.
Very good. If I'm talking about this particular item, whatever it is, I'm asking you about it, I would say, is this, if it belongs to you.
Is this book yours?
Okay. And then here in the South, we have a term that we use a lot when we're talking about people together. You would say, if someone comes to see you when they start to leave, if it's just one of them, you would invite them to come back, but you might say what to them?
You all come back.
All right. If you're talking about one and all, you all come back. If you're talking to just one person, would you say that?
You'd say, you come back.
But if there were several of them, you'd say?
We usually say, you are
right,
come back.
Okay. And if someone had a party, say a children's party, and there were several children there, you might say when they returned, you were asking, who was there? What might you say to them? You wouldn't
say, was you at the party?
All right. And then if you were asking your children who else was there, you might say what?
I'd ask my children who was at the party.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to get to some bread. And this is maybe getting something we know more about than farming.
I hope so.
That sort of thing. What kind of bread can we think of? First, let's just think of if it's not homemade bread, if you didn't make it at home,